Why didn't your mama keep the milk in the fridge instead of in a box of ice, Zadie?
Oh, there were no refrigerators around yet. And we couldn't afford one even if there was. We kept our food cold in the old icebox. The iceman brought a fresh piece each day on his horse-drawn wagon. He would yell and scream, ice for sale, I could hear him down the street.
But Zadie, didn't the ice melt?
It sure did. There was a pan on the floor underneath to catch the dripping water. We took turns emptying the pan into the sink. But sometimes we forgot.
Heshy, did you remember to empty the pan under the icebox today?
I'm sure I did, Mama.
I see. And this puddle in the living room, it sat here all by itself.
Oh, no! I forgot to empty the pan! I'll do it right now! Don't worry!
And don't forget the mop. Oh, never mind. Bring the schmatas instead, and maybe also a pair of galoshes.
Yes, Mama!
Zadie, do you mean that every day a man came around to sell ice in a horse and wagon?
Of course. Lots of things were sold by peddlers on wagons. Sometimes they were dragged by a horse, and sometimes the peddler himself was the horse. Yes, I remember it like yesterday. Every Thursday on the corner of Orchard Street and Broome, it was wall-to-wall pushcarts.
Over here, Mrs., over here. Watermelon, cantaloupe, absolutely, look, lady, absolutely no pits, no pits whatsoever, I show you. Cantaloupe, watermelon, no pits whatsoever, that's a guarantee.
And probably no insides either.
Potatoes, sweet potatoes, onions, here you go, onions, 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 here you go, onions, onions. 2 cents a pound. Come on, while it's fresh. Come on, get your onions. Sweet potatoes. Onions over here, lady. Come on, get your...
Tomatoes. Celery. Celery. Celery.
Hey, 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 hey. Celery here. Celery here. Come on, get your celery here.
I'll take 2 pounds of carrots and 10 tomatoes, please.
All right here, lady. You've got it. Apples, lady, apples, red, juicy ones, big, shabby ones, lady, a penny a piece, you can't go wrong, look, look, a penny a piece, here, I'll show you, I'll eat one myself, a penny a piece,
a penny a piece, and since when did apples become a food for millionaires?
Okay, lady, okay, 3 for 2 cents.
Make it 4 for 2 cents.
Oh, lady, lady, you're choking me, lady, you're choking me.
My mama doesn't choke anyone. She hardly ever gives me a patch, even when I'm bad.
All right, lady, all right. The kid talked me into it. Here, 4 apples for 2 cents. But don't come next week and ask me for the same price.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it. Next week, I ask you for a better price.
Then where did you go, Zadie? To Meal Mart for Kugel and Chicken?
Oh, would Mama have loved a takeout food place? No, we went to the Schlachthaus to pick out a real live chicken for Shabbos.
But how can you eat a live chicken?
Of course you can. There was a Shochet Rabbi Voloshkin waiting to shecht each chicken.
Oh, Zadie, you must have been very brave to watch him do it.
Oh, I sure was. Fearless Heshy, they called me.
Dear Rebbe, could you take care of this chicken for me? It's getting late.
Oh, Mother, by you, Mrs. Himmelstein, I'll do it right away.
Mama, can I, wait outside? He doesn't. I'm a little nauseous.
Oi, my brave Heshy. Nothing fazes him. He looks danger right in the eye. Have a look. Take a drink of water on the way out. You look a little green.
Yes, Mama.
What else did you get for Shabbos, Zadie?
Oh, we got lots of seltzer.
Lots of seltzer?
Yeah, we certainly did. We would spritz ourselves a big glass full of seltzer, and we were like Mama would say, in seventh heaven.
You spritzed seltzer?
Naturally. It came in big glass bottles with a spritzer on top. It was the original water gun. Unfortunately, my brother Manny didn't always look where he was aiming it. He once hit one of our Shabbos guests right in the face. I could see it now. The old seltzer truck would come Friday at noontime. The painted letters on the side read Sydney Supernatural Sparkling Seltzer Water.
Mrs. Hammerstein, are you home? It's me, Sydney the Sparkling Seltzer Man.
And where would I be on a Friday afternoon? On a trip to Alcapulco? Of course I'm home. You can bring up a new case of filled seltzer bottles.
Okay, Mrs. Hammerstein. But please, get the case of empty bottles ready for me to take down.
But Zadie, didn't your mama ever buy some Pepsi or 7-Up for Shabbos?
No, we drank only seltzer. And it's a good thing we did.
Why, Zadie?
Because believe it or not, seltzer helped our whole family keep Shabbos.
Keep Shabbos? How? How's that possible?
Well, it's a long story. One evening, we kids came home from school and found Mama and Papa sitting around the table looking very unhappy.
Hi, Hyman. What will we do? This is the third job you lost this month.
I know, Zelda, but I'm sure something else will turn up soon with the Rabbeinu Shalalam's help.
Mama! Papa! What's wrong?
Papa just got fired from his job at the hat factory because he won't work on Shabbos. I don't know what we'll do for money to pay our bills.
Zelda, please, there's no need to tell the children.
Papa, why did you tell your boss that you don't work on Shabbos? Why didn't you say that your tie got caught in the door of the trolley and you had to run alongside it for 2 days? Till it opened up.
Well, I don't really think I want to say something.
Yeah, or you could have told him that your suspender snapped in half on the way to work. And you had to run back home for a new pair. And by that time, the day was over.
Papa, why you don't take? You have a tummy ache.
No, children. I never like to tell a lie. Even when it's the truth.
I don't care what my boss says to me, I'm not working on Shabbos. I don't care whatever's gonna be, I'm not working that day. Even if the boss will fire me, I'm not working on Shabbos. I don't care if they don't hire me, I'm just staying away.
You can call me a fool, but I'm going to shul, and I'm not working on Shabbos. Oh, you won't catch me in a factory on that holiest day. I don't care if they say they'll cut my pay. I'm not working on Shabbos. Even if I'm broke, to me it's a joke to think of working that day.
Thank you.
It's a day to spend with my family and friends, so I'm not working on Shabbos. No, you won't catch me in a grocery on that holiest day. I'm not taking the train, just dressed in my brain, and I'm not working on Shabbos. I'm not swinging an axe, just gonna relax on that holiest day. I'm not working on Shabbos on that holiest day. I'm not working on Shabbos on that holiest day. I'm not working on Shabbos.
Children, I'm afraid that until Papa gets another job, we'll have to stop buying certain things that we can no longer afford.
Like what, Mama?
Oh, like the fish on Shabbos and the chicken. We'll just have to do without it for now. And the cholent, it will be cooked with only potatoes and beans and maybe a bone for flavor. But no more meat, it's just too expensive.
But Mama, I've got some money saved up for my allowance. You can use that to buy the Shabbos food. It's right here in the jar. It's 43 cents.
And I've got another 39 saved up. You can take that too. I got 3 cents.
Thank you, Faker dear. Thank you, children. But please, give your money. I'll make a few kugels, some old challah and apples, and some onions and potatoes. You'll never know the difference, believe me.
Zelda, are you sure it's right? After all, we're supposed to honor Shabbos with our very best.
Oh, Hyman, it will be our very best, but we have to be practical. As soon as you have a job, we'll celebrate Shabbos royally. And there's one more thing, Hyman.
Yes, Zelda?
When you go to shul for Myra, please leave this note on the door of Sydney's Seltzer Place on Division Street.
What kind of note, Zelda?
What kind of note? A note to cancel this week's seltzer order, of course.
Cancel the order? You mean no seltzer?
Oh, Mama, please, no! We can't have Shabbos without seltzer. That's like Hanukkah without latkes.
It's like Pesach without haroses. Like Purim without sneakers.
Purim? Sneakers? Oh, Fagala, you mean Yom Kippur.
Right. Purim without Yom Kippur.
Mama, please. We can live without the fish or chicken. But how can we live without seltzer?
You can live perfectly well drinking water from the tap. Gesundheit is 120 Jahre mit Geschmack.
Oh, Mama, how can you compare water to seltzer?
In case you didn't know, young man, seltzer is water. With some explosions going on inside the glass. And I don't have to pay good money to have my water exploding in a glass.
But Zelda, maybe just a bottle or two.
No, Hyman. As soon as they see one bottle, they'll want more and more, and I'll never hear the end of it.
But Mama!
Not another word. Finished!
Yes, Mama!
Hyman, here. Please, take the note when you go for Myriv and stick it on Sydney's door with this thumbtack.
All right, Zelda. Whatever you say, I'll do it.
Oh, Zadie, I'll bet everyone's spirits were down that Erev Shabbos.
Well, we tried not to show it, but deep down we all felt pretty unhappy. All except Mama. She kept us hustling and bustling as usual while Papa was out looking for work.
Come, come. No time for moping. We've got to be coping. Let's go, Heshy, sweep the hall. Manny, pull the laundry in off the line. Simma, put out the candlesticks. Senda, you go to the store.
Mr. Hammerstein, Mr. Mr. Hammerstein, are you home? I got your case of fresh seltzer for you.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. What's Sydney doing here now? We canceled the seltzer order last night. Sydney, what are you doing here? Didn't you get the note from my husband that the seltzer order was canceled?
No. What are you talking about, a note? I never got no note. I had to schlep this jalopy truck all the way from Division Street, loaded down with 40 cases of seltzer, and now you're canceling the order on me? That takes a lot of chutzpah.
What's the problem, Sydney?
Mr. Hammerstein, what's this all about a note to cancel the seltzer order? After I had to practically drag this heap of a truck here by hand.
Hi, Papa. Were you able to find a job?
I'm sorry, Kinderloch. I'm afraid not.
Hey, now what do I do with this order of seltzer? You expect me to slip it back to Division Street all by myself?
Help! Help! Fire! Fire! Help! Help! Fire! Fire!
Hey, what's happening? Where's the fire? What's burning?
Up over there, at the end of the block, at the Black Baltic. Smoke! Smoke is coming out! Big black smoke is coming out of the door! Oh, it's a fire! A fire's breaking out! A fire's...
That's the Murray's Cape Lister Pencil Factory. It's full of drying strips of wood and pails of yellow paint. Stuff that burns very easily. Quickly, call the fire department!
But, Papa, didn't you get fired from that place last year for not working on Shabbos?
That's not important right now, Hershey. We've got to get some water and contact the fire department by phone immediately.
All the phones in the neighborhood are out of service for repairs. A squirrel chewed up the main wire yesterday. What are we going to do? Fire! 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 Fire!
Quickly! Someone pull the handle on the red fire alarm box in the corner of the street. They'll hear that in the fire station.
I already pulled it.
So what happened?
Here's the handle. It's broken. Help! Help! Fire! Help!
Oh, fire!
Help! Help!
Fire! Fire! Help! Fire!
What did your father do? What could anyone do?
Well, there really wasn't much anyone could do. But you know that Hashem helps in very unexpected ways. I suddenly turned to Manny.
Manny! Manny! Quick, get me a bottle of seltzer from the truck.
Heshi, are you Nishmet Alleman?
Now you want a drink of seltzer?
I'll take it myself.
Papa, here, take a bottle of seltzer.
Angie, please stay out of my way. I don't need a drink of seltzer right now.
Who said a drink, Papa? With the fire going on, everyone should grab a bottle of seltzer.
What does a bottle of seltzer have to do with a fire? Wait a minute. Wait, of course. How simple. Everyone, friends, neighbors, anybody. Quickly, grab a bottle of seltzer off Sydney's truck and over to the pencil factory. There's no time to lose. I can already see the flames coming out of the door.
Hey, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going with my bottles of supernatural sparkling seltzer?
Sydney, we'll pay you for each bottle of seltzer, won't we, folks?
Of course.
All right. As long as I get paid, they're all yours.
Yay!
It was so sight to see. Over 100 people, men, women, and even children, spritzing seltzer into the doors and windows of the Morris Cables, the pencil factory, from on top of cars, hanging from fire escapes, from the rooftops, even from the manholes, they spritzed one bottle after another. Everyone on the ground got soaked, while big black clouds of smoke came billowing out into the street.
Papa! Papa! It's out! It's finally out!
Look! It's Marvis K. Blister, the millionaire owner of the pencil factory.
What happened to my pencil factory? My beautiful pencil factory! No! No! It burnt to the ground! 25 years I worked to build it up! 365 days a year I worked to build it up! 366 on a leap year! And now look! Look! I've always been so good! Better than most misers! I started the Foundation for Hungry Millionaires! I've given generously to the Bank of America! I was president of the committee to rid New York of the poor! And now... now this happens to me!
Mr. Blister, your factory didn't burn down?
It didn't?
Only a few boxes of pencils that burned! We put the fire out with these seltzer bottles!
Tons of seltzer? How? What? What are you talking about?
If it hadn't been for Mr. Himmelstein, your place really would have burned down to the ground.
I don't understand. You say Jaime Himmelstein saved my place from burning to the ground? But who? Who is Jaime Himmelstein?
Who is Jaime Himmelstein?
He is Jaime Himmelstein. He's the one that saved the place from burning to the ground.
Where is Jaime Himmelstein?
Where is Jaime Himmelstein? He's the one that saved your pencil plate from burning down.
So you are Jaime Himmelstein?
Yes, I am Jaime Himmelstein.
And you're the one that saved my place from burning to the ground.
Hey, Jaime Himmelstein.
Thanks to Jaime Himmelstein, your whole pencil factory was saved from burning down.
Who is Jaime Himmelstein?
He's Jaime Himmelstein. He's the one that saved the place from burning to the ground.
Where is Jaime Himmelstein?
Here is Jaime Himmelstein. He's the one that saved the pencil plate from burning down.
You are Jaime Himmelstein.
I am Jaime Himmelstein.
You're the one that saved the plate from burning to the ground. What is Jaime Himmelstein?
That is Jaime Himmelstein. Squirting seltzer everywhere until the fire drowns.
I still don't understand. Please, explain it to me again. How did Jaime Himmelstein...
Yes, how did Jaime Himmelstein...
save my pencil factory from burning to the ground?
I'll tell you how Himmelstein...
No, I'll tell you how Himmelstein...
spread your pencil factory with seltzer like a clown. Everybody took a squirt. I sopped up my undershirt. Himmelstein gave seltzer out to everyone in town. People spritzing everywhere. I got seltzer in my ear.
That's the way he saved the pencil place from burning down.
Yeah. Himmelstein's a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Yeah, but he
what
saved the place from burning down totally. He's the one that saved
sure,
it.
For sure.
Himmelstein! Himmelstein! You saved my factory, my fortune, my pencils, my erasers. You're the seltzer hero of the East Side.
It's all right, it's all right. I really didn't do more than anyone else here did.
Nonsense! Nonsense! Is there anything I can do to repay you? I'm a person of means, you know, and that means I always means to say what I do, and I do what I say.
He doesn't have a job, Mr. Blister.
Has he? Please.
A job, eh? Well, he's got one now. I want you to be the foreman of my soon-to-be-renovated Morris K. Blister Pencil Factory. You'll run my entire operations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Blister. I really appreciate it greatly, but you see, I'm a religious person. I don't work Friday night and Saturday. It's our Shabbos. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to turn down your kind offer.
Impossible! No one turns down an offer by Morris K. Blister. I'm a man of means, you know. That means when I say something, I means to do it. I want you, Himmelstein, to be my foreman. And you can come in any day of the week you want. I don't care when. And take a vacation any day you like. Sunday, Monday, Friday, or Shabbos. I'll start you off at $35 a week, plus a bonus at the end of the year.
$35 a week? I must be dreaming.
Hyman, is it true that you got a job? Manny just ran to tell me.
Yes, Zelda, Baruch Hashem, and all because of Heshy and a bottle of seltzer. And Mr. Blister over here. Oh, Sydney, I'm really very sorry about your having to slip down here and then losing all your seltzer to the fire.
Are you kidding, Mr. Himmelstein? This was the best day in 18 years in the seltzer line. I made $150 in about a half an hour. Now I can buy myself a new truck where the engine's not falling out and the carburetor's not collapsing. Here, there's still one case of seltzer left. You can have it. Pay me next week when you start your new job. I gotta run now. Have a good day, Shabbos. I'll see you next week.
This has turned out to be the most wonderful Erev Shabbos we've had in a very long time. We'll even have our beloved seltzer. By the way, Hyman, whatever did happen to the note I gave you to tack on Sydney's door, hmm?
Oh, yes, the note, Zelda. The note. Well, oh, by the way, Zelda, that reminds me. Did anyone empty the tray under the icebox today?
The tray? Oh, no. Quick, up the stairs. There must be a flood. Hurry, let's go get the mop, get the schmuck.
Hurry, move those things. Hurry, get the mop, get the
mop. Hurry,
let's go.
Oh, Zadie, those stories are so unbelievable. I had no idea that things were so different when you were young. It must have been really fantastic growing up in those days.
As you can see, Ellie, there were some pretty rough parts too. But we had good times as well. And we always believed that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would pull us through. And he always did.
Zadie, could you tell me more things that happened when you were growing up?
Right now, I'm just about all talked out. I could use a glass of nice hot tea and milk with a sugar cube, just like Papa used to drink. I'll go boil some water in the kitchen, and I'll get myself...
But, baby, be careful. I think the tray under the icebox overflowed just before...
Oh, no, I must have forgotten to empty it out. Quickly get the schmaltes before Mama finds out and spread them out on the floor, and I'll get the mop, and you'll get the... Hey... One second. Icebox? Tray? Otis? Are you trying to fool your old Sadie Ellie? You really got me going that time. But I guess you can see that growing up when I was young wasn't all that easy as you might think.
I guess not, Sadie. But it sure sounded like fun.